Good morning.
Good morning. Sounds like I'm Mary Helen.
It is. It is. Good to be back.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah.
Jim went to work already?
Oh, he's out of the house at 6:30. Oh, you mean back to work from his incident? Yeah?
Right.
Yeah. His heart's fine now. He's just recovering from all the complications, and he's being very careful, and he's shortening his days. When he misses the high school basketball state tournament games, I know he's committed to taking care of himself. So anyway, good morning.
Good morning. Well, here's Mary Helen, our RN hostess for the day. Mary Helen.
Good morning. I hear some beeps in the background. I heard Nancy when I first came on, but is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Nancy. And heard some other beeps. Who else has joined us this morning?
Bonnie's here.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Steve Crowfoot's here.
Karen Eastwood.
Good morning, Karen.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
We're sure glad to hear you.
Mary Lou's here.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary.
Wonderful substitute, thank you.
Oh, no, so. Ruth substituted.
Oh, she did. Okay. All right. Well, anybody else that would like to join us today?
Earth Song is here.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Earth Song, I'm new.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
But where are you from?
Bashan.
Ah, okay. Yes, that's not from me.
Ah. Where are you from?
I'm from Everett.
Ah.
So where it's very blustery today. Anybody else want to join, want to identify themselves?
Steve Crowfoot.
Good morning, Steve.
Good top of the morning to all.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the midweek. I've not been on for a little while, but I've been here in spirit and certainly been thinking a tremendous amount about our health and how the choices we make put us in a place that sometimes we may not want to be in terms of our overall health, but what I do believe and know that a strong intention to be healthy and a commitment to making choices can quickly change things. But it's a big job. The further down the road we get in terms of our health, there are more challenges to getting back. And one of the things that I think is so important is our awareness and listening to our bodies and listening to our hearts and mind too. I think this whole issue of the food we eat and the lifestyles that we choose really, they're a commitment. And I think I believe that taking them lightly just ends up, I think Monty reminded me that I used a word called entropy, and entropy is that chaos will just take over if you're not working towards trying to maintain order. And I think that can often happen with our bodies, that we just slide a little here, slide a little there, and then we don't feel good, and then we think that something's going to make us feel better, like maybe something to eat that might, instantly gratify some kind of a thing in our body. And I think that that all of those are, a lot of that is misconceptions. And I was most of you probably know that I spent a little time in the sick care system watching over my husband and having some pretty scary moments. But those moments were the other things that happened in the hospital were as scary as almost losing Jim, and that was listening to what is out there in terms of information from the sick care system. And it was totally in my face. I mean, I don't want to trash the sick care system because I was so grateful for what they were able to do to bring my husband's health back onto a different path and clean up some messes that he had, but they also caused some significant problems. But even scarier than that was listening to dietitians and what were supposedly healthcare educators giving out information that I just knew was bold-faced wrong. And I was reminded that I left a nursing job because I just too many inconsistencies in the, and in addition to that, too much stress trying to balance it all. And I experienced people kind of tiptoeing around some issues with Jim because those issues about diseases, the big one, diabetes and heart disease, are lifestyle issues. And somehow we've gotten to this place where we think that healthcare professionals, I'm speaking as we because I did that for so many years, and I hope I'm making sense here, but this confronting the realities of people's healthcare conditions, and we somehow have misinterpreted giving people information and this whole weight thing, we somehow think that it's a vanity thing, I guess, because nobody was able to actually say, you need to lose 50 pounds. Actually, at this point now, he's down to needing to lose 35 pounds, but you need to lose weight, and that's not a vanity issue. This is an issue of if it's an issue of your joints, I mean, I'm blessed with not having bad genes, but I've got weight that challenges my joints and my ability to accomplish all the things I want to accomplish in a day. And so I really, when things don't feel well in our bodies, we need to pay attention. I guess that's trying to bring this back around to where what this call is about here today. And I think sometimes we go looking, not we as NICA consultants, but society in general, goes looking to the doctors to find some kind of an answer for the things that don't feel right in our body. And more often than not, a lot of those answers are right here inside of good, solid information from people who are starting to study the inflammatory processes that go on in our body because of eating things that are not even food, drinking things that are not even water, and not the water that God gave us, and somehow expecting that all of those things are going to keep us healthy, and they're not. So, I don't know where else to kind of segue here, but I think that those of us who've been on this call here for a while are starting to get reacquainted with the topics that Ruth has presented and things that we've discovered on our own journey, and I think it's important we share that with each other. My own experience with the hospital was I was reminded how devastating it is not to have a quality night's sleep and what that does to my ability to make decisions and then having the opportunity to have good health right and good food right in front of me so that I could give nutrition to my body. So I'd like to have this be a time during the middle of the week where we can talk about the things that we've learned about our bodies and how maybe putting good alkaline food in our bodies might have made a shift in how we feel and possibly in a thought that we have that we might have had realized that how easily it is for us to slip into letting things go into disarray. So I like these calls to be interactive and not lecturing, and I'm not in front of the WebEx, so I'm getting ready to do my walk at 7:30, so I'm in my car, but I'd like to open it up to people and see what people have been experiencing. Here it is, we've been going almost 6 weeks now, so we should have lots of the personal experiences that we can share with each other to help each other along this journey.
I hope somebody has some personal experiences. I seem, this is Reese, and I seem like I talk a lot because I'm talking when I have my day or days on. And so we've been doing this for 6 weeks, and some of you must have noticed some things. So let's makeup and help Mary Helen Dean be able to have her discussion. We certainly appreciate it when everybody discusses.
Well, this is Mary Lou, and it seems like I talk a lot too. I may not get tens every single day, but, you know, I'm doing much better than I was before we started this program, and I've increased my activities a lot, which I needed to do, and so I probably would have found excuses and not increased my activities if it hadn't been for starting up the program and being aware of. I already was kind of paying attention to the more alkaline foods because I had my own issues here back a couple years ago. And so I was paying more attention to the more alkaline, but I absolutely love the charts. They're very, very helpful. And I also have made my alkaline food chart small and laminated it, and it's in my wallet, so it makes it real easy. Don't have to spend a lot of time at the grocery store. I can just pull that thing out and know that I'm, you know, getting the best foods. It's made me really more aware of what I am putting into my mouth, and I certainly can relate to what Mary Helen was saying here about comfort foods. I'm one of those people that used to be, until recently, I used to be, if I got stressed before I even knew it, I had probably thrown 1,000 calories in my mouth. and being accountable, being on these calls every day, keeping my chart, being accountable to myself mostly, but knowing that I'm going to be on this call and I want to be in integrity has helped me a lot to stay as close to my tens as I can. Enough? Did everybody leave?
Have you found certain foods that you can actually feel a difference when you eat them and how you feel? I know Ruth.
Oh, yeah, I talked about that a couple days ago. If I get into sugar, I definitely feel awful. I hurt. And so,
What about some of those alkaline foods? Do you notice when you, if you just ate one, say for a snack, what it does to your body? If you could.
I've been doing that for quite a while, so I can't really, okay. I guess that's a while back, I can't remember. I know when I eat not alkaline foods. I definitely know when I've eaten the wrong things.
Okay.
And I balance. I wouldn't say that my entire meal is always alkaline. I just try to balance it because I do have small amounts of protein. I just try to make sure that I have a lot more alkaline foods to go with it.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm definitely more conscious. And I think what Mary Lou said on the foods that I put in my body, and not only, and then Mary Helen, what you talked about is how does your body feel, and I've mentioned this several times, but my body actually talks to me in regards to inflammation. So if I do put something in my body that doesn't agree with me, which nowadays that's not as much, but I can immediately tell. And one of the things I've learned is that inflammation is not like gaining weight. In other words, you can eat and eat and eat and eat, and all of a sudden you'll gain an extra pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds. But on the inflammation side of my body, it tells me almost immediately in regards to what my body's doing. In other words, I can tell that just by my fingers or my ankles. And that is immediately if I eat something that causes me a particular problem, then I know almost immediately that inflammation is coming back into my body. And so I think that's one of the things I've really enjoyed about this program over the other one is that I'm basically more conscious of the things that I'm putting in my mouth. And I do like to read, so that, again, on the things we discuss here or the things in Kathy's book that I read, it just, again, verifies that, again, we're on the right program, we're doing the right things. And I think just like you said in regards to the awareness and listening to our body emotionally and physically, and I find it emotionally, I'm just more at ease than I was. So it's absolutely amazing what this program is doing. And I'm not one that measures, and I'm not one that weighs. But my body and how things fit on me or how my pants feel or whatever, but I do like to, I do go to the doctor, and that is, I'm coming up to my 90-day time frame here, under my 60-day time frame, again here the first part of next week, and I'm going to, that's when I'll weigh, and they did all those things, and he's going to go through the blood stuff, and I'm just know that we're going to get, I know he's going to be amazed in regards to what I was when I was there, and where I'm going to be, and it's all only because of this program, and the foods that I'm now putting in my body that are more beneficial to my body than they were in the past. And if I told you what I used to was eating for breakfast and lunch and dinner, it would probably, you probably wouldn't wonder why I'd still be alive today.
Well, thank you, Monty. You're always so articulate, and I appreciate your openness and your and how you present things, so thank you.
This is Earth Song from Bashan, and I saw on the David Letterman program last night Alec Baldwin, and he is doing this same thing. I doubt if it's the Abascal, I can't pronounce that right, book, because that seems to be so local here, but it's definitely the anti-inflation thing. He says, and also he's not eating any sugar of any kind and very, very few fruits. And it just sounds like the same kind of program here. And he says he feels a whole lot better, and he's lost a lot of weight. So it's interesting to see, you know, somebody who is well known. Of course, he plays the boss in 30 Rock, and he really looks healthy.
Word's getting around.
Yep.
It is.
Well, I was reminded again yesterday. I have a dear friend and somebody I see for acupuncture, and I think I brought this up on a call one time, but I think it bears repeating again. And that is during this special, except for maybe you people down south, but when we're in cold environments here, making sure that we pay attention to the temperature of the things that we're putting inside of our body so that we don't shock our system. If you think about our body being 98.3, traditionally that 98.6, I know nobody's that temperature, but somewhere in the mid to high 90s is our normal body temperature, and when it's chilly and cold outside and windy and whatever, our bodies take a lot of energy to maintain their core temperature, which of course is why I love our far infrared. But also when we're putting, especially if we're eating a lot of raw foods, Sarah was reminding me that just if you could take your vegetables, even your salad, and just warm them just for a minute so that they are a little closer to body temperature rather than room temperature, it minimizes the shock to your system. And that's old Chinese wisdom here, so for whatever it's worth, I found that when I have warmed my salads up a bit, especially the harder vegetables, that they seem to digest quicker. So,
not only that's okay, Ruth. Not only do they digest quicker, but that little bit of warmth, actually, our body will absorb more of the nutrients than it will in the colder type food.
Yeah.
Quicker.
I was going to say thank you for that tip, as I am never seen 98 degrees when I take my temperature yet. I've not ever gotten myself up there. And I'm constantly cold, and I don't like to have a smoothie very much and eat those salads. I never thought about heating up my salad. But if I just warmed up the tomatoes and the cucumbers and things a little bit, that would make a lot of difference for me. That didn't ever occur to me. What a good idea. Thank you, thank you.
How do you warm it up? In the oven?
Well, you could stick it under a warming lamp. I mean, most of our homes up here, you know, my temperature in my house is 68, so it's still not close enough to body temperature. But you could just steam them for just a minute, and you'd warm them up a little bit. I mean, cooking them, obviously, the nutrients start to break down, but just warming it up a little bit. And it's rare that I have a salad. It's rare that I actually use lettuce. I often use, you know, spinach and whatever, and warmed spinach is easy to, it will just wilt a little bit, and then, just a little tip, and if you're, you know, in a hot area, that may not be necessary, but during this cold time here, we, obviously food is just one piece of this, but all of our technology, Sarah was reminded, she said that she just heard a thing on the radio about the number of days of real sunshine that we have in the Northwest and how few those are. And Mary Lou will say she probably knows this too. That's why she left. But we don't get enough of the sun and our lamps are so important for being able to give us the right kind of light energy that we really need. And I, you know, looked at my husband. One of the things I asked him to do when Jim was going through this whole workup was to check his vitamin D levels, because he's one of those people that burns on a cloudy day in January. His skin is so tender, and so he covers himself with sunscreen all year round. He rarely stands in the sun. He's got glasses and UV protection, and most of the vitamin D comes in through your iris. So it was no big surprise to me to find out that he was vitamin D deficient significantly. So we have to pay attention to all of these pieces here. And those of us who've been in NECAN for a while, I think I listened to Rob Mason do a presentation last night, a WebEx on sleep, and just really down to the minutia information on the ease that happens to our bodies when we don't sleep well. So all of these components are so incredibly important for our bodies to be fine-tuned and to work properly and take us into many years of life. I think that we all were put here for tremendous work, and our families and the people close to us get shortchanged if we're not functional. And I'll get really into it here, you know, emotionally about this thing, but I think we have an obligation to the people in our lives to be maintaining our own health and helping other people on this path, because people really are struggling. If I think about the people that were in the hospital with Jim and the misinformation they got on food, if you saw the diabetic diet that was given to my husband, you would be beyond horrified. And this was coming from a major heart institute with lots of awards. And I actually asked, Doc, I said, you looked at this diet? Would you eat what's on here as a healthcare professional? Would you think this was something that would maintain or get you back to good health? And nobody disagreed with me, but they actually, most of them don't like me very much anymore right now, because I was a bit of a pitfall to get my husband healthy. But anyway, it's just we are not going to get it in the sick care system. Their whole focus is emergency care to keep you from dying, bottom line. That's it. Mm-hmm. The rest of the responsibility is ours. And I remember when I first made, this is next month is my anniversary for 15 years in NECAN, and when I made that decision to do this business several months later and actually went and got information, I was confronted with the realities of what I was doing in my job as an RN in an outpatient setting and what information I was now being exposed to, and they were so polar opposites from each other. And again, the sick care system we have in this country, you go into an emergency and most of the emergency room, and most of the time they'll keep you from dying, but they will not help you get back on the road to health. And that's why we have this revolving door, and why the monetary piece of this is so out of whack. I'm awestruck to think what we have to do to get back to good health. So that's the negative, but we are fortunate enough. Again, and I know I just watched my husband transform. He has made a lot of not really healthy choices because he's a high school principal and he goes from 6 in the morning till sometimes 10 at night trying to serve others. And without good planning, he just has not been doing good things for his body. And that's why, you know, 8 years after we got off the zone and whatever, that weight creeped back on. But more importantly, it wasn't the weight. It was the inflammation in his body. And I know that's exactly what caused the blockages in his arteries. So this is serious business. And my own personal thing, this is the beginning of an important time liturgically for me with Ash Wednesday and Lent. And what a better time for me to make decisions to take care of this temple that's my body. And so I am so grateful for all of you and for all of the information and for the wonderful people who are really on a path to bring us back to the important things in life. And that's the five pillars. Whether you're in or out of NECAM, that five pillars of health is so incredibly important for us to pay attention to. And if we're not, again, if we're not paying attention to it, it will go into disarray and disorder. And it's a big task that we were set upon when we were put on the earth, and we will not serve others very well if we're not healthy.
Amen.
Amen.
One of the things I thought about before you talked about some of the rest of these things, Mary Helen, when we were talking about having our food warmed, how I don't ever like washing the vegetables very well because I always do it in cold water.
Oh. Yeah,
duh. Why don't I wash the vegetables in warm water or hot water? So I'm going to have it in my
That's
salad.
That's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
with a little healthy type soap so that we are getting all those pesticides off the vegetables as well. And matter of fact, I have on the screen right now some things to avoid primarily, and I use Basic H, Shapley Basic H. I'm washing all my vegetables, and that helps to get more of the chemicals off. But I appreciate all these other things that you have brought to the table here as well, and certainly appreciate the information about the hospital and really making it clear exactly what their job is and what our job is. Having recently had dentists in the hospital, I know exactly what you're talking about, especially with that diet. It's appalling. I hope that with everybody else turning around and, you know, and Earthsong seeing something on TV about the people are becoming more aware of what is the cause of these chronic diseases, that inflammation is a chronic problem and relating to these, and so we've got to make the changes so we aren't inflaming our body. And so it seems to be, the word seems to be getting around.
I wonder where Eric Beldman got his information, because he must have gone to a holistic doctor or something, because it was the doctor that told him that he had to totally get off sugar. And I was surprised by that, because they don't usually tell you that. I was happily surprised.
Yeah, they don't. You're right. They don't tell you that. They tell you how to moderate the real sugar. So.
Right, yeah.
There's plenty of sugar in the natural food that grows on trees. And
yep.
So. Well, this has been wonderful being back, and I look forward to future days with all of you, and I'm going to go take a walk here.
Well, thank you, Mary Helen.
Okay.
Great call. Good job.
Bye.
It's so nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, have a happy day.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.